The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Can join us here toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been discussing management structures and comparing Walmart with, to some extent, or actually comparing Publix to some extent with Walmart, and there's an interesting story over at The Economist and also Forbes. These things have been written over a decade, actually, about how, you know, basically Publix is eating Walmart's lunch in the food business. And Publix
is... Which one of the two companies is making that lunch?
Good question. Publix does have some darn good sub sandwiches. Publix, the southeastern grocery chain, according to The Economist, has for years been at the top of the American Consumer Satisfaction Index, published by the University of Michigan, and it's number one of all supermarkets, apparently, in the United States, whereas Walmart ranks last. And Mark was wondering aloud why people are so obsessed with Walmart. Why is there this cult-like obsession, or excuse me, Walmart, I meant Publix.
Publix.
Why is there this cult-like obsession with Publix? There's also the numbers show that they're doing very well. Publix made more than 40% more profit on groceries than does Walmart. And this was back in 2007, according to Strategic Resource Group, a consultancy firm. Publix is not the only private family-owned regional chain holding its own against Walmart. Others, such as HEB in Texas and Wegmans in the Northeast, have respectable market shares within their regions. But Publix is 60% bigger by revenue than the next largest private supermarket, which is Meijer in the Midwest. 60% bigger by revenue.
That's because they cover the nation.
Publix does not cover the nation.
But
Publix is a southeastern
chain. Walmart is 60% by revenue.
Publix is 60% bigger by revenue than the next largest private supermarket, which is Meijer.
So not counting
in the
Walmart.
Midwest. I guess not.
Publix isn't beating Walmart.
Walmart's not really a supermarket. It's a superstore that has a supermarket in some of its stores.
Some of the stores are standalone supermarkets.
Some are. That's true. Publix was opening 37 new shops in that year, both in Florida and farther afield, and judging by its successful expansion into Georgia, where it has the largest number of stores outside of Florida, Publix will continue to give the Bentonville behemoth a run for its money as it expands throughout America's Southeast. So, good for them. I hope that it continues to work out for Publix. Always enjoyed the shopping experience there. If you want to talk further about management structures, there's actually the story about market-based management, which is the name for what I was thinking of last night when we were talking about when Johnson said that anything that's not hierarchical in the structure, pyramidal, if you will, in its management structure, he believes is socialist. And I said, well, I think the Koch brothers would beg to differ. The Koch brothers are these well-moneyed, libertarian-ish guys who run some very successful privately owned businesses. And Charles Koch wrote a book about their management theories, if you will, and they have this thing called market-based management. We'll tell you more about that here in moments, whether it's a good idea or not. I'll leave that to you to decide, but let's go to Mandy. She's calling from Georgia. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, guys. It's so good to talk to you.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to let you know that down here in Atlanta, Jeffrey Tucker has started an anarchy group, and two of our guests tonight actually were John McAfee and Jed Weiss, his running mate. And I wanted to tell you, as opponents of Daryl Perry's presidential campaign, they have the most awesome things to say about Daryl, and I wanted to call up and brag about him.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
What
nice things did they say about Daryl?
They said that he was the most principled candidate in the race. They said that he is staunch in what he believes, and that certainly there is nobody that compares to him when it comes to how principled people are in the libertarian race right now.
Awesome. Some very nice compliments. Daryl is, by the way, running for president. He's running for the nomination of the Libertarian Party. John McAfee, the man you mentioned, is one of his competitors. Others have attacked you outright, Daryl, including a man named Derek, who is running, a really ridiculous character that was just... You guys were in a debate last night with, it was Berkeley, California's
school. Cal Berkeley's Young Americans for Liberty hosted a candidates forum. There were three other candidates plus myself that attended.
You looked good. You were well-dressed, well-lit. The others were, like, kind of in their bedrooms. And Derek Reed, who was the other guy, was obviously in his office with a camera tilted up, pointing at all the plaques that he has behind him. And this is the guy who, one of the guys, who believes he can actually win if he receives the Libertarian nomination.
He also says that he wants to bring back public executions and, quote, unquote, force the 10-year-olds to watch the legs twitch.
Oh, my gosh. Mandy, was there more you wanted to share, or you just wanted to get that good news out?
I wanted to get the good news out, but I'll leave you guys with this. As somebody who frequents Publix, their subs and food are superior to Walmart.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Mandy. I appreciate it. Yep, right there in Georgia, so she knows. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I would have never compared Walmart and Publix, but there are other grocery stores in Florida besides Publix. And they don't seem to get the sort of the credit. It's just, I don't know.
They don't do it as well, period. Let's go.
Seems fine to me.
Here's the store. Well, you can get the damn food from the other stores.
That's what I'm going to a grocery store for. I don't want to pay extra for better lighting and, a concrete tree in the middle of the food court. I don't want that stuff. I just want to go get my groceries. Put the produce on one end, put the seafood on, the meat on the other end, run the cheese and the dairy along the back wall, and then put the boxed food that comes in boxes, bottles, and cans in the middle.
So what store has concrete trees?
Lots of stores have concrete trees. This was the thing to do like 10 or 15 years ago.
I've never noticed. I mean, that's not to say they don't have
them. You ever walked into Hannaford's here in Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
You'll walk into a concrete tree.
Those are made out of concrete?
Well, okay, they're stuccoed.
Okay, well, anyway. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind here and take control of the airwaves.
You can even call in to say Mark's a crazy person.
Market-based management. This is from the Wikipedia article about the Market-Based Management Institute. Yeah, that's right. They made a whole institute about promoting this idea. It is mbminstitute.org is their site. MBM challenges traditional American business practices and encourages a relatively flat hierarchical structure with the free flow of ideas between all levels of an organization. Employees are encouraged to approach their work from an entrepreneurial perspective and be rewarded based on the value that they bring to the company, rather than only the amount of time that they spend at work. This encourages workers to use their own deductive powers to overcome obstacles and be creative in their decision-making, rather than waiting for orders from higher-ups. Problem-solving, the theory contends, is best carried out by those closest to the problem, the workers. This, they say, is the best way to use the collective brain power of the entire organization rather than just that of the top few decision makers. Research fellow Tony Woodliffe explains, quote, at the biggest level, essentially what we're talking about is helping the owner or the manager transition from being somebody who makes all the decisions and has to deal with all the problems into being a coach and a leader on a team of people who can use their own brains. And that, I think, leads to a more successful company because you've got more brains involved. But it also allows the manager to be the person that he probably envisioned being when he first got into management instead of a prison warden or a babysitter or somebody that has to solve problems that common sense ought to be able to solve, unquote. He does go on to note, however, this is not always the best system for organizations to implement immediately, as it puts a lot of responsibility on individual employees to make decisions on their own and consequently be held accountable for them. It can also be difficult.
I find that dangerous. Go ahead.
It can also be difficult for managers to adjust their role to coach and lead employees rather than the broad decision-making roles that they are now more accustomed
to.
Yeah,
and coaching and leading, these are the hardest things that somebody's asked to do. It's just really, really difficult. It's a lot easier to give orders.
So anyway, that's a little bit about market-based management. For anyone who wants to dig in further, you can Google it. You know, whether it would work well for your company, I have no idea. 855-450-FREE. But it is important to try new things. 855-450-3733. Unless your thing's working, in which case, keep doing it. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More about the mom in trouble for letting her kids out in the backyard. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to come back around, circle back around to the story that we started the show with. Daryl had brought in a piece from, where was it again?
Reason, the Hit and Run blog.
Wait, what location, though? What was the state in which...
It was in Canada. Canada does not have,
they don't have states.
They have provinces.
Right.
In and this case, it was Winnipeg.
Where a lady had three
Winnipeg's
kids.
Winnipeg's not a province.
She had three
Winnipeg's
kids.
Winnipeg's a city.
And they were all out in the backyard playing, as kids are wont to do. One of them was 10, the other two younger. One is young as 2.
Yeah, 10, 5, and 2.
10, 5, and 2. So
I'm just glad she wasn't in Albuquerque because, you know, they've got that pedestrian problem. And even in a fenced-in backyard, there's a chance that a car would just, like, come barreling over them.
There is that chance. We're going to talk more about the story because she got in some hot water due to a neighbor calling CPS, calling in the Child Protective Services, because the
actually
kids,
in Winnipeg, it's the CFS.
They're always different. Every yes. state has like a different acronym for the same bureaucracy, the same nosy bureaucrats who want to know how your family's run. We'll get into that here, but there's also a movement in healthcare today of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. It's people who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization with people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com or 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. So, Daryl, the CPS or whatever the hell they're called, the Child Protective Family people, they showed up at this lady's house because a neighbor had called on her because her kids were in the backyard, fenced-in backyard.
Yes.
While she, now the neighbor presumably didn't know this, while she was watching
because
them.
The neighbor didn't bother to ask.
Right. She was watching them through the window while she was washing dishes.
Yes. And the neighbor called to report unattended children. So a representative from CFS showed up, began asking questions about what her childhood was like, how she punished her children, and where they slept. They even looked in the refrigerator. Lenore Skenazy, who wrote this piece for Reason, says, happily, the psychologist that the CTV reporter interviewed to provide some clarity pointed out that neighbors should complain to one another, not to the authorities. That perhaps is the crux of the matter.
That's the neighborly thing to do, after
the
all.
Easiest way to feel smug and muck up someone's life is to call CPS, say, so-and-so is abusive, and then hang up. The system
right,
dedicated...
you don't have to deal with the consequences. You
right.
just call the phone number.
You're allowed to make anonymous complaints. The system dedicated to the idea that child abuse is so rampant that no stone can be left unturned seems to investigate every call, even ones about kids neglected in their own yard. So why does this story thrill me, Lenore asked? Because the more we hear about these Kafka-esque investigations of families, of healthy children engaged in mildly unsupervised playtime, the more we resolve this has to change. Barring actual abuse, parents must be allowed to raise their kids the way they think is best, even if a CPS worker would raise her kids some other way. And barring, say, a backyard filled with heroin and alligators, kids must be allowed outside, unsupervised, even if a neighbor faints at the idea.
Absolutely right. And just a couple of unsolicited tips for the mom in question here who, you know, she thought she was doing the right thing by answering the door. You got no obligation to talk to these people. I'd like to make that clear. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if that's true. This isn't an attorney.
We don't know
attorney.
If that's true in Canada.
Yeah. I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice. But it's my understanding that you've got no obligation to talk to these people. After all, you shouldn't have an obligation to even open the door for them. How do they know you're even home? Some stranger is knocking on your front door with a bunch of questions. They want to come inspect your refrigerator, look around at your house. Look, it's none of their damn business. You don't let those people in.
And you know, I think back in my childhood, we were unsupervised a lot earlier than kids are unsupervised now. And by earlier, I mean earlier in your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I was out riding my bike at 6 years old.
For sure.
And, you know, going up and down the street without supervision, going over to the next street over. Yeah. I know there wasn't supervision. You can't see through these
Right, we're playing houses. In the woods by the creek. We also don't know what the representative from CFS did. They could have come to the backyard. Like, they you know, we don't know. They could have jumped over the fence, gone into the backyard, banged on the back door and said, if anybody's here, open up or we're taking the kids.
I suppose you're right about that, but it seems that would be less likely than just knocking on the front door.
Probably, but, yeah. You know, like, they could have yelled something about, if anybody's here, answer the door, or we're taking the kids.
Well, certainly, when it
because that's ultimately what they would have done had she not answered the door.
Oh, maybe, maybe not. The kids might have been inside by that time.
That's what's so scary. That's the reason people answer these questions, is because when it comes to CPS, there's no policing organization that has that holds you so hostage.
Right.
Because when it comes to your kids, when it comes to my kid, I would blow up my car and set my house on fire before I would have him injured in some kind of lifelong way. So this is the most important, call it a thing, in the world to me. And that's how it is for other parents. That's why they answer these questions. They're like, hey, you know, just go away. Just go away happy. Don't think about me anymore.
But that could make it worse, answering their question.
I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not proposing to know what...
I'm telling you, if this is an enforcement of, you know, law enforcement organization, as you said it was earlier, answering questions generally will make things worse.
Well, what I would do in this circumstance is try to get my kid in the house as quickly as possible, and he already has been informed that he doesn't talk to government agents without our permission. He gets in the house as quickly as possible, and you just don't answer, you know, goodbye.
And if you're going to not answer the question, the best thing to do is say, I want to speak to an attorney.
That's always a good way to answer.
Because if you just don't answer the questions and don't say, I want to speak to an attorney, things aren't going to end very well either.
I agree with you. If you've opened some sort of conversation, you realize you want to get out of it, that's the best way to do it. In my opinion, though, don't even start the conversation in the first place by answering the door. Just ignore those people. Let them get their warrant, or let them bring the police. At that point, you can deal with it then, and then ask for your attorney at that point. Again, not legal advice, just how I would handle it. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I actually used to know somebody that worked for CPS, and the person was pretty much a very officious kind of person, so... I was not happy with knowing that one of my relatives actually worked for them, but that's just the way it goes. You know, you can't choose your relatives, but you can choose your friends. So, but anyway, the reason I called is I wondered if you guys had brought up or heard about possibly Edward Snowden had talked to Fareed Zakaria in a debate, actually debated Fareed Zakaria over encrypted phones on CNN.
I don't know who Fareed Zakaria is, but I'm sure you'll tell me about it. Hang on, Tim. Toll-free number is 855-453, presumably someone who doesn't support encryption, if he's debating Edward Snowden. 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Our toll free number for you to bring up what you want is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, whether it's busybody neighbors or child protective services stories, you may want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
Don't forget, by the way, to go and check out the Shire Society, shiresociety.com. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving people from across the world are converging in New Hampshire and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Shire Society is one of the reasons why people are coming here, because concentration works. Getting people who care about liberty together actually makes a difference. Go to ShireSociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration there, publicly or privately. It's up to you. ShireSociety.com. And then start planning your move to anywhere in New Hampshire. You'll find more libertarians and voluntarists here concentrated than anywhere else in the world. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. And, Tim, you were telling us about a debate between Edward Snowden and apparently someone who is a host on CNN.
Right, right, yeah. Fareed Zakaria. Actually, it says according to – now, this is – the article that I'm reading here is from The Intercept, which you may have heard of. I'm sure you've heard of them. But anyway, no. It's called The Intercept. Well, anyway,
that's the thing. The Intercept. I couldn't make out what he's
saying. Yeah, that's the thing run by Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah.
That's right. Glenn Greenwald, yeah. Actually, the article's written by Jenna McLaughlin in this one, but apparently the debate happened Tuesday night, yesterday, in other words, Fareed Zakaria is a journalist and author known for his coverage of international affairs. I'm not going to read the article here, but
yeah, and he's a heck of a statist.
Well, I mean, according to, I don't know anything about his politics, but I mean, if you work for CNN or any of the mainstream media outlets, you're probably a supporter of their policies, which means they support the government. So, but in the case of what I'm, this is part of what the article said. It said, they were debating about whether the iPhone should have been, the iPhone encryption or decryption should have been just automatically done by Apple, and it never did. Obviously, it was done ahead of time, but they kept saying they needed it, and it was already done. But the thing is, he cites the founder of Silk Road. He talks about Silk Road in here too, and says that how they caught him was at the library after he typed in his password. I had no idea that was how it happened. But what Edward Snowden says, he says, quote, encryption is not an unbreakable wall, end quote. Snowden said, quote, or if it is, it is one we can get around if we are patient, if we are careful, if we think and plan how to go about our investigations, end quote. But it, at the end of it, it says Zakaria didn't support the legislation, which was actually proposed by Dianne Feinstein and Richard Burr of North Carolina. But it said apparently the legislation was would mandate companies to immediately decrypt all communications when asked by a court, which, I mean, Snowden's obviously a privacy advocate, and he convinced Zakaria by the end of the debate that Zakaria should not be supporting it because Zakaria was the one who had been promoting it, pushing it, and
it's rare that you'll hear of a television or radio host who is actually convinced to change his or her position.
Zakaria isn't like a talk show host, though. He does a much more sort of news-oriented thing. So I guess I'm not entirely surprised. The debate, if this was a debate or a discussion or whatever it might be, he's not a guy who's out there simply taking calls.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Edward Snowden, of course, huge privacy advocate, advocating things like PGP, Signal.
Pretty good
privacy. The Signal app for your smartphone to help protect your text messages and your phone calls.
Yeah, you can use Signal not just for texts, which is what its primary use is, but you can make encrypted telephone calls with it, too.
That's correct. So those are two of the things that Snowden seems to be a fan of.
And you actually don't even have to have the Signal app on your telephone. So you can have, say, like a burner number.
And a burner number is a phone that you are not planning on keeping?
No, a burner number is a number that's not tied to you as a person.
Okay.
So you could, set up a Gmail account as, Santa Claus, get a telephone number through Google Voice for SantaClaus@gmail.
Yep.
Download the Signal app onto a tablet, not a smartphone, and then connect the Signal app to the Google Voice number.
Have you done this?
I have not, but I heard Brian Sovereign talking about it on Sovereign Tech.
Huh, because typically, at least the standard install of Google Voice, you cannot use Signal with it. So maybe Brian's found a workaround.
Maybe he didn't mention the Google Voice number specifically, but he did say, there's ways to get a number that is not tied to you and not tied to a phone.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know of is Google Voice and Skype.
I think he might be talking about like one of those track phones or something like that. I don't know if there's a way to get those without tying a name to it, though, so I don't know.
I guess if you go to Walmart and you'd have everything completely prepaid.
Because Signal will work over the standard.
Anyway, what he was saying is if you put the Signal app on a tablet instead of on an actual phone,
right,
then that's an extra level of protection because it's not tied to your name.
Okay. I'm sure there's a way to do that. I just don't know if it's Google Voice is the way to do it best. Because the Signal app, at least in my experience, works over the traditional phone networks. So I've never actually tried it without having a cell phone connection. But it sounds like you could do that. So that's good to know.
It means they've upgraded it and they've made it better over the years. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, is there more on this mom with the CPS, or do we finish that?
There was not. We finished that.
Okay, very good. So then we'll move on to NJ Weedman. He's been attacked by officers in tactical gear. At least his home was. They descended on New Jersey Weedman's joint in Trenton Wednesday afternoon. I'm sorry, I don't think that's even his house. Let's see. There is, I think that's actually a business of his.
Called the joint.
It's an eatery. Yeah. Owner Ed Fortune, better known as NJ Weedman. We've had him on the show as a guest in the past. He is the most visible person in the New Jersey cannabis legalization scene. He's, you know, big black guy and is always decked out in colorful, you know, clothing and is a really well-spoken advocate for.
He's among the most visible on the planet in marijuana legalization.
He's run for governor in the state of New Jersey.
And his name is Weedman.
Yeah, well, it's Ed Fortune, but everyone knows him as NJ Weedman. I don't think he's done a legal name change on that one.
I know when he runs for office, somehow he's able to have NJ Weedman on the ballot.
Maybe he did change his name legally. Anyway, he opened up the restaurant across from City Hall to fanfare last year. The building and the adjacent Liberty Bell Sanctuary, a cannabis church that he runs, were sealed off with police tape Wednesday as officers with assault rifles investigated.
Hmm.
Witnesses said Fortune was detained with several others and loaded into a police van. Police shut down a portion of East State Street during the incident, and the Trenton Fire Department ladder truck was called in so investigators could access a roof. Trenton police say they were working with the Mercer County Narcotics Task Force on the operation, and authorities were not immediately available to elaborate on the investigation. Last month, Fortune, one of New Jersey's best-known marijuana legalization advocates, filed a lawsuit against Trenton police after several late-night visits that officers made to his businesses. It followed several complaints he made on social media and in news accounts that city police were harassing him and his customers. Fortune had said until police started visiting him last month and in late February, he'd been operating the restaurant in Temple without incident and a growing community of peaceful potheads. Fortune said he suspects that his marijuana views and the known fact that he smokes cannabis at the location have caused the police to unfairly target him. We'll tell you more, and I bet he's right about that. 855-450-FREE. This is the price you pay for being an activist, is you get targeted by the state. 855-450-3733. We'll continue, and you can join us here. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got enough time for you in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. They're coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and the New Jersey police are sending a warning out to anyone who will dare stand up for marijuana legalization or decriminalization, as New Jersey Weed Man has done and his friends and associates are have been assisting him with in running his joint, as it is called, which is his restaurant, and next door, his temple. The police have raided it now. The story coming from NJ.com, raided by the narcotics squad, and apparently it happened this afternoon, so this is pretty breaking news. Fortune says he suspects his marijuana views and the known fact that he smokes cannabis at the location. I mean, pretty much wherever NJ Weedman is, you can expect cannabis will be smoked.
He's or consumed. He was eating cookies or brownies in court one time.
That's right.
I guess I'm unsurprised. I'm not in support of this by any stretch of the imagination, but it doesn't.
Of course not. The government's a violent criminal gang, and they will use violence to silence their opponents.
I mean, you know, if they know that if marijuana is illegal in that particular state, they know that the guy's consuming marijuana on the property, then what a surprise.
I believe he has medical permission to do so.
Ah, okay.
The police are
not in that state, though, right?
I think that he does.
Okay.
The police are creating the problem, he says. I am not creating the problem. Earlier Wednesday, NJ Weedman posted a video on his Facebook page in which he again says Trenton police were unfairly targeting him, personally, partially due to the lawsuit. Again, he filed a suit against the Trenton cops.
Right.
The video includes surveillance footage of police officers in his business on April 18th. A Trenton police spokes bureaucrat, though, said in March that police have received, quote, numerous citizen complaints.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people are complaining.
From the area at times, and the businesses were open after 11 p.m. in violation of a city ordinance that requires some establishments to close down at 11 p.m.
How dare you be open after 11 p.m.?
Fortune argued the closing of the Liberty Bell Temple is a violation of his religious freedoms. In response, he filed a lawsuit against the Trenton police in a U.S. district court in Trenton, asking for an injunction against the agency, a jury trial, and a $1 million or $1 million in damages. Fortune wrote in the complaint, quote, "Our temple is an alternative religious organization that keeps night hours. We cater to a late-night congregation. We are not a business, but a temple. We are open 24 hours," he wrote. Also in November, the Trenton City Council chamber, Fortune fired up a joint and repeatedly, I love that, that more people should do that kind of civil disobedience. And repeatedly, because even if it's legal for him to have it for medicinal purposes, there's probably a no-smoking rule in the city council chambers. Anyway, he repeatedly called the council members cowards after a resolution that would have backed the legalization of marijuana died on the floor. Now remember, resolutions aren't laws. A resolution would just be the city council saying, we support this. And they wouldn't even do that. During Wednesday's police operation, they call it an operation, it's a raid, they were armed. They shut the place down. Numerous potential customers and others happened upon the scene expressing frustration that the police had raided the joint. One was Buck Malvo, who said he's a former manager of the Liberty Bell Temple. He says the marijuana smokers in the temple have medical licenses and they've never had problems before. Quote, "There's no distribution going on inside the temple. We never thought anything like this would happen." Moments later, Malvo started yelling at police officers and cursing, prompting police to add more tactical officers to the front of the business in a show of force. On Tuesday, Fortune posted a help wanted ad on Craigslist for a hostess at the eatery. Quote, "Must be creative, efficient, health conscious, have a good work ethic, and be able to roll a joint for the boss." NJ Weedman. What a character.
He really is, you know, a heck of an activist, and obviously, I think there's a real sort of problem in this nation when it comes to religious freedom. So you're supposed to be free to do what you want in the name of religion. I think you should be able to be free to do what you want in the name of philosophy.
Sure.
But, you know, smoking marijuana has been, and using other substances, have been religious rights for religions all around the world for millennia.
That's true.
And these people think that they can just pass laws to outlaw this substance and then prevent people from using it for religious purposes.
Yeah, it seems like they can.
Now, I'll admit that it sounds a little suspicious when he says, hey, we got a religious organization here. We meet every day late at night. You know, it sounds like a part. It sounds like a club. But
he says it's 24 hours.
Who am I to say? It's none of my business.
Aren't there churches in big cities that are open 24 hours a day that you can walk in and there's somebody there?
Possibly. I don't know. It's not like I go hanging out in this
I don't
place.
Either. I've
seen
live in
stuff on
cities.
Movies. Right. I remember in Highlander, they went in and, like, you know, the bad guy put out some candles. Hell, right. I don't know.
That's where I've seen it has been in movies, where it's been dark out and people have walked into certain religious places.
I can generally, those are Catholic churches.
The churches I've gone to, if you try to wander into the sanctuary in the middle of the day or whatever, you're just not going to be able to get in. It's not open.
Right.
Unless it's a historical situation. But I will say that Catholic churches do seem to be a little bit different. I haven't spent much time in them.
Well, this is what Weedman's saying, though, makes sense. If he's ministering to people that the people he wants to target are the people who are up late, the people who maybe are vulnerable to things like drug abuse and other, you know, problems that you might have if you're staying up late and into the night and, you know, not being as productive as you might otherwise be, then it would be good to have those people have a place to go. I think that sounds very compassionate of him. I hope this works out. Obviously, there are, at least it's not clear how many, if any, arrests there have been. It did say they arrested him, didn't they? Anyway, toll-free number
that,
eight.
I believe was the headline was NJ Weedman arrested.
No, headline was raided.
Ah, okay.
The word arrest, actually. Yeah, multiple arrests. Okay, it's not clear who was arrested, but there were multiple. So we'll continue to update you on that as time goes on. And, of course, all around the United States, there are various different legalization strategies, different points at which, you know, they're having success versus not. Here in our own New Hampshire, things are going slowly. The New Hampshire Senate has stood in the way again of marijuana decriminalization after the House.
Of the financial success of the businesses in this state, because
and the government,
the states,
as well.
The surrounding states have all decriminalized marijuana farther than New Hampshire has.
Yeah, that's true.
And they are going to soon legalize it in the manner that Colorado and Washington have.
Now, didn't Vermont Senate also shut down legalization? this year?
I don't know.
But it was the Senate that passed the legalization.
Somewhere it got stopped. I thought I heard they stopped it somewhere.
Well, that's just an opportunity.
Possibly in the House?
Okay. Opportunity for New Hampshire, and it's ridiculous that they're falling short on this. One of these states, one of the surrounding states, New England's tiny. The states are little. Yeah. And so, you know, if they legalize marijuana in Rhode Island or Connecticut or Massachusetts or wherever, everybody's just going to be drawn there, get their stuff, and then come back.
So there is a story here, Vermont Public Radio, VPR.net. After a push from Governor Shumlin and a bill passed by the Senate, many people saw legal marijuana on its way in Vermont. Now, after many twists and turns, it's unclear what form any final bill on the issue might take. So it looks like it's still on the table, so to speak, but it's not necessarily alive and, you know, kicking or dead. We're coming back to the legalization debate and asking people on both sides about where the process has taken us. And then they talked to Matt Simon, who is a liberty activist who was in New Hampshire for quite a long time and ended up moving to Vermont because they were just having more success, it seemed like, at
right.
least him, with marijuana decrim and legalization. The Senate, apparently, according to the Vermont Press Bureau, is trying to spur the House into action on marijuana legalization. This story published just 6 hours ago. The Senate attached on today the language it passed earlier this year creating a legal regulated marijuana market to a House-passed bill dealing with criminal procedures, a move designed to spur the House into action on legalizing pot.
And one thing that's absolutely horrible about the bill that's making the way through the Vermont legislature,
mm-hmm.
it only applies to the leafy stuff that can be set on fire. Edibles and tinctures would still be illegal.
It's unfortunate. According to the story here, after being scaled back by the House Judiciary Committee to only include a commission to examine the issue, the House Ways and Means Committee amended it again to legalize up to 1 ounce of cannabis and the cultivation of 2 marijuana plants, which is like a joke as far as an amount of plants.
Right, but based on the lies that we hear the cops tell, you can grow like a pound of cannabis from a plant. Although there was one of the times we were in one of these hearings, and I happened to have gone on to some cannabis growth forums and found people saying that, like, the maximum yield they were getting was, like, 4 ounces off of a plant.
It's interesting that in Vermont they're having the reverse problem. Here in New Hampshire, the state house has no problem passing decrim. It was
right.
over 80%. Then it gets stopped in the Senate.
Senate's over a criminal organization.
Over there in Vermont, the Senate's passing legalization, but it's getting stuck up in the House. Democratic House Speaker Shep Smith said it didn't come as a surprise, and if he were a betting man, he would bet nothing would come out of the House this year on legalization. We'll see you tomorrow.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed.
guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your money.